Okay, it happens to be that Jewish people have a unique relationship to Thanksgiving. We mentioned this morning in the Shir. Parenthetically, the other word that's associated, at least in Hebrew, with Thanksgiving is Hodu. Very convenient that it worked out. We said Hallel this morning, although I understand the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue in the city always says Hallel on Thanksgiving. I can't tell you if it's a whole Hallel, full Hallel, before end of davening, middle of davening, bracha, no bracha. You have to ask someone who davened over there. But the connection between Klal Yisrael and Thanksgiving is often observed in the name that we call ourselves, Jews. Jews come from the name Yehuda, Judah, and we usually associate the name Yehuda with the same reasoning that his mother, Leah, had in mind when she named her son, Hapam Oda Es Hashem. Right? The Hodah, the thankfulness, is what is embedded in the name of the Jewish people. Truth is, there's other reasons why we might be called Yehudim. If you ask historians, so they say, because at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the only thing that was left was Judea. The Roman conquest was of Judea, and that's how we became known by that name. Others say, taking a little more of a biblical approach, going back to Tanakh, so Sancheriv took the Assyrian king. He exiled 10 out of the 12 nations, 10 out of the 12 Shvatim, sorry. And the only Malchus that was left was the Malchus known as the Malchus Yehuda. So some say we take our name from there. But the truth is, going back to Yaakov Avinu already named us Jews. Yaakov Avinu already named us Yehudim and had nothing to do with any of the aforementioned reasons. If you look at the Targum Yonasan, it's in Parshas Vayigash. Yaakov, when he's giving the brachas to his children, he says, Yehuda ato yoducha achecha. You, Yehuda, your brothers, Yoducha. So what does that mean? They're going to thank you? For what? There's no explanation in the Pasuk that would indicate that there's anything they owed a debt of gratitude for. So the Targum explains, Yehuda ant odesa al uvda desomar begin kein lach yehudun achach v'yiskurun yehudun al shemach. That's the key line. V'yiskurun, you will be called Jews based on the name Yehuda. Why? Because the other dimension, the other side of the coin of Yehuda, not just thankfulness, Hodah, but also to admit when one is wrong, to admit when one is guilty, when one made a mistake. And Yehuda very prominently figures into the stories of Sefer Bereishis, exemplifying this attribute that when he was proven to be of some responsibility for Tamar, before Tamar was executed, Yehuda takes responsibility and says, it's my fault, I'm the one to blame, and I'm the one who you're looking for. So the quality of a Jew, as defined with that name, Jew, Yehuda, it's not simply thankfulness, but it's also the ability to admit when one is wrong. It's fascinating. If you look through Tanakh, we don't have that name, Jews or Yehuda, appear only in, where? In Megillas Esther, right? Like Yehudim Haisa Ora Simcha V'Sasim Rikar, etc. We don't find in Sefer Yirmiyahu, other Svarim that talk about the Jewish people as a whole, that Yehuda, or Yehudim are you. So why should it be so? So Rabbi Willig once explained, because Mordechai comes and tells the Jewish people, you know why this is happening? Because you went to Achashverosh's party, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, and there's an immediate tshuva response. What happens if I would get up and say, you know, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, fire me, okay? You know, Mordechai didn't get fired. Mordechai probably wasn't taking a salary either. He's a smart man. But the Yehudim, like Yehudim Haisa Ora Simcha V'Sason, there was a capacity to accept the Musar and say, you know what, we need to turn things around, we need to change our path. Not a coincidence that we sing David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David HaMelech, the Davidic line comes from Yehuda. What was so significant, Chai V'Kayim, what is the midah of David HaMelech that is alive and well today? Nasan HaNavi. Nasan HaNavi comes and criticizes him about taking Bathsheba, and immediately, David HaMelech makes no excuses. He says, you know, the guy in the story, that's me. I'm the one who's responsible, and I have to take, I have to respond accordingly. Going further through history, we have Yehuda, we have David, the descendant of David, the next leader in Klal Yisrael, the leader of the Yehudim, was Hillel. Hillel, lots of machlokas, lots of controversy between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel wins. And the Gemara says because Beis Hillel would always put Beis Shammai's opinion first and respond to Beis Shammai. Sometimes they would change their mind based on Beis Shammai's opinion. So what does that mean? They got the Midos Prize, you know, because they were so nice, they were so gentle, they were so extending themselves all the time. So you win, the halacha is like you just because you're a nice guy? No, it's because Hillel was ready to admit when he made a mistake. When he saw that Beis Shammai made more sense, he was prepared to say, okay, I'm going to take your side of the machlokas. I'll follow the halacha according to your position. So someone like that is bound to have a unique perspective on the truth and recognize when they're making a mistake and take the other position. Finally, Rabbi Willa concluded, beautiful, beautiful word. We sing, Od Yishama B'Ari Yehuda, V'chutzos Yerushalayim, right? Eretz Yisrael is a big place. Why are we zeroing in on Ari Yehuda? Od Yishama B'Ari Yehuda. The answer is because you want to start a marriage off right, you want to be able to sing Od Yishama, you want to have a mazel tov, you want to have a simcha. Starts with the husband taking lesson from Yehuda and being able to say, I'm wrong. And I'll save a lot of shalom bayis problems. The husband can recognize when he makes a mistake, that is the midah of Yehuda. And as much as thankfulness and gratitude is, again, is embedded into the name of Jews and Yehuda and Yehudim, so should be this midah of Yehuda, to be able to admit when we're wrong, turn to the other side of the picture, the other side of the controversy, take the other position, and be able to admit our mistakes. What's that? Amen.